afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, it's not too bad out today, weather-wise, maybe a little on the warm side. I took my walk this afternoon and sweated a little bit, but I guess sweat's a good thing when you're doing some exercise, right? But, not too bad of a day out there. Like I said, maybe just a little on the warm side. But, hey, it is a good day anyways. We'll take what we can get here in Ohio. Well, I had a good weekend. The wife and I went down to Fairfield County, and I'll call it the Fairfield County Covered Bridge Tour. And that's what we did. We took in covered bridges. We went online and found out that there was approximately maybe 6 or 7 covered bridges. Well, we found 5 of them, and they were so cool. It was really neat to go down and see them, and we took some pictures and just had a good time traveling around, seeing the covered bridges down in Fairfield County. That's the same county that Lancaster's in. So we just went all around the countryside and saw some countryside that we had never seen before. Seen some tiny back roads. I'm telling you what, these back roads were tiny. I was hoping we wouldn't meet another car coming up those roads. But they were some backwoods roads, I'll tell you that. But we had a good time on our covered bridge tour over the weekend. So what'd you do? Did you do anything fun over the weekend? Have some fun. We went for a Labor Day cookout at my brother and sister-in-law's. They have a new house that they bought, and it's got 80 acres. That's right. You heard me right. 80 acres. And this place is really nice. And they had four-wheelers there to ride. And there's all kinds of paths through the woods, up and down some hills. And I was on the four-wheeler, and I was going up one hill, and I popped a wheelie going up the hill, and I thought for sure I was going to flip it. My wife was behind me on another four-wheeler, and she thought for sure I'd had it. But I didn't. I leaned forward and got it back down. But we had a good time riding four-wheelers and having some hamburgers and hot dogs on Labor Day. So we had a nice time. So hope you did too. Hope you're doing well. Want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. When you get a chance, check out my show website. It's out there on the internet, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com, WEBS. And also the radio station website, which we're streaming live right now. You can listen to us online at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. So there you go. Well, right before we get to the trivia, I have some simple ways to make your days better. Yes, indeed. Simple ways to make your days better. Number one, be present. Instead of having your mind elsewhere, bring yourself back to now, in this moment, focused on where you are and what you're doing and who you're with. We cannot change things that have already happened, and obsessing over them does nothing to help us now. We cannot predict the future, so worrying about it does nothing to help you either. Instead, focus on now. If something is worrying you, take action. Second, go for a walk. I was going to say exercise, but I'm afraid that many listeners will just tune out. So instead, just go for a walk. That movement and the fresh outdoor air will have a great effect on your day. And even better, take a few minutes to enjoy the nature around you as you go for a walk. Clear your head. Calm yourself during a busy time of your day. Think to yourself how blessed I am to be alive, how wonderful a world I'm in, what opportunities and possibilities lie before me. The third way, the third simple way to make your days better, declutter. Even if it's just a little space, say a drawer or a shelf, decluttering an area of your life can have a wonderful effect on your mood and happiness level. I know it gives my day a boost. When things start to get cluttered, and let's face it, even the best declutterers among us face clutter creep, I try to take a few minutes to clear it out. Clearing your desk, at least the surface of it, can be a great way to start. And number four, the fourth simple way to make your day better, watch a sunrise or a sunset. Sound a little corny? Well, maybe. But does it work? Yes, definitely. I took the time to enjoy the sunset just the other day. It was lovely. Just fills me with warmth. Sunrises are even more beautiful when you watch them while letting your mind clear while getting ready to start the day. So there you go. Simple ways to make your days better. Maybe that'll help you out a little bit there. All right, turning to trivia. Today we're giving away a $5 McDonald's gift card. Yes, indeed, we're going to send you to Mickey D's. So if that sounds good, all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. I will put your name in the drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner, okay? So here's the first trivia question. By the way, my number is 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? In which book does a clever spider write the words, "Some pig saving her best friend from slaughter"? In the King Arthur stories, why did the king want his knights to sit at a round table? In the King Arthur stories, why did the king want his knights to sit at a round table? 740-383-9944. Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, King Arthur wanted his people around a round table so that nobody would feel less than the others.
Yes, that's right. He wanted everybody to feel equal. That's right. Well, how's your day going today?
Oh, going better now. I was kind of sick this morning, but feeling a little better now.
Oh, yeah. Kind of started off with a bad day, but kind of feeling a little better now, huh?
Yeah.
sometimes those mornings can start off a little rough sometimes.
Yeah.
I know that happens to me sometimes, and then for whatever reason, I don't know what happens, but as the day goes along, sometimes you just feel a little better.
Right.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, and yeah, I will put you in the drawing for the McDonald's gift card.
All righty.
All right. Well, you have a good evening now.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. David Avery, the first in the stack here at 740-383-9944. First trivia question answered here. When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? What causes the shadow and shapes we can see on a full moon? What causes the shadows and shapes we can see on a full moon? How much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? How much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? About how long are a great white shark's teeth? About how long are a great white shark's teeth? 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing for this afternoon's giveaway, which is a McDonald's gift card. What is a group of sharks called? What is a group of sharks called? There are several possible answers for this, so I will take several answers. The saying, leaves of three, let them be, is meant to warn people away from what? The saying, leaves of three, let them be, is meant to warn people away from what? Which creature can eat up to 1,200 mosquitoes in an hour? Which creature can eat up to 1,200 mosquitoes in an hour? At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. And like I said, I will put you in the drawing for a McDonald's gift card. Our lines are wide open. You can join David Avery and sign up for a chance to win. Time is right now 4:28. I was going to tell you a little story here. Oh, I know what it was. Not really a story. Something interesting. The one question here was talking about gazing at the night sky. My wife and I were out gazing at the night sky last night, and we live right in the town of Waldo. And in our side yard, there's not a whole lot of light around, so you can see some skies, some stars in the sky and that. Well, there's a new app on a cell phone. Well, I guess it's a new app. It's new to us, and you can download. And I think it's called Starry Sky or Night Sky or something like that. And you take your cell phone and you point it up at the sky and it will tell you what you're looking at. For instance, it'll say, okay, that is the third brightest star in the night sky. You point it at something else, it'll tell you what planet you're looking at. It is the coolest thing. And you just download it right to your smartphone, and it'll tell you. Tells you exactly what you're looking for. Like I said, it's called Starry Sky or Night Sky or something out there. It's in the Google Play app. Of course, we've got Android phones, but I'm sure you can find it if you have Apple, too. But it is the neatest app. And we were having so much fun with that out there, playing around with that, looking at the different stars in the sky last night, because it was, at least in Waldo, it was a starry night last night. Well, it's time to take a break. We will do that and come back with some offbeat news. I've got some stories to tell you. And a 100-year-old man scuba dives, a goat hops into a deputy's car, a Mississippi hunter's bagged one-eyed gators. Got those stories and more straight ahead.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back, and we have some trivia questions on the table. So if you're interested in answering any of those that I just read moments ago, 740-383-9944, we will put you in the drawing for a McDonald's gift card, and we'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. Right now, we just have David Avery in the stack, so as it stands, he wins. So if you would like to join him and try to win, well, I go ahead. Here's a phone call coming in right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
I'm doing well. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good.
Sound like you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, we really had a good time. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
That's good. Saturday I went down to my daughter's for a cookout. That's about all I did for the weekend. She lives down in West Liberty.
Oh, West Liberty, yeah, right. So, did you have
fun.
Some hamburgers and hot dogs?
She had a big salmon.
Ooh,
fillet,
boy.
One of those big giant ones.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was really good smoked.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I bet it was really good.
Yep.
Did you have some side dishes too?
Oh, yeah.
Like
I had
that?
a couple different type of salads, you know, that were really good. So, had a good time.
Yeah, good deal. All right, glad you got to go.
Yep. I don't go very often anywhere, but I couldn't turn that down. So.
Right.
Since it was going to be outdoors anyway. So.
Right, that's where we were at Monday, is outdoors,
yeah.
Right.
Because both of them work at Honda, so, you know, they're exposed, they're potentially exposed to the virus all the time, you know, but I guess it's been pretty low incidence, you know. And Honda.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Which
that's
good.
Great. Yep. Yeah. Glad
and,
to
you
hear
know,
that.
I think Whirlpool's been the same way. Pretty low incidence, you know, which speaks a lot for the people and, you know, them doing what they're supposed to do. And
yeah. So. Following protocol, that's what it's all about.
Sure is.
Keeping those incidents down.
Yeah, because it sure sounds like there's a lot they don't know about it, but it sounds like there's a lot of complicating after, you know, problems after you even supposedly get over it, and doesn't sound like much fun.
Yeah, somebody that I knew got it, and they told him he could still test positive up to 6 months afterwards or something like that.
Yeah, sometimes that's
that's
one of the problems of sometimes your system thinks that you're positive also, and your immunity system takes over, and you get problems just from your immunity system, you know, attacking the body itself.
Sure.
So, it's, there's an awful lot they don't know about it.
Yeah, that's true. My doctor, he was telling my mom works where my doctor is, and he's pretty frustrated with it because he said he came in one day and he was all upset. He said, "I just can't figure this virus out."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just
it's
complicated.
You know.
Yeah,
and you know, and testing is so unreliable that. I don't think it's even really worth getting tested. I think if you got the symptoms, you probably got it.
Yeah.
you don't have the symptoms, it's a good chance you don't have it.
Right. I guess go on common sense.
Yep,
good old common sense.
Yep. Well, it's a bat, I think, is the number one mosquito eater.
Yes, a bat is the number one mosquito eater. 1,200 mosquitoes in an hour.
That's a lot of mosquitoes, let me tell you. But not a very big bite.
Yeah, right. I haven't had mosquitoes too bad on my property.
No, they don't seem to be too bad. I think it was dry enough at the right time.
Must have been.
That there wasn't a lot of pools and puddles and stuff, you know, laying around for them to breed in. So
lucky us.
Yeah. It wasn't too dry around here Monday, though.
No, sure wasn't.
Gee whiz. We haven't got a storm like that in a long time.
Yeah, it was crazy. Now, we were in southern Ohio, so we missed most of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We drove through it coming back, and boy, oh boy, it was downpour after downpour.
Wow, yeah. Hmm. All right, I'll let somebody else get on here.
All right, Ernie. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. All right, Ernie Brees joining David Avery in the stack here, 740-383-9944. Get your call in here, too. Okay, here's the offbeat news we have for today. An Illinois man is seeking Guinness World Records recognition as the world's oldest scuba diver after he took a plunge into the water to celebrate his 100th birthday. Bill Lambert of Rockford suited up Monday, 2 days after he turned 100, and went for a 27-minute scuba dive in South Beloit Pearl Lake. The world's oldest scuba diver record is currently held by British diver Wallace Raymond Woolley, who took a dive in 2019 at the age of 96 years and 3 days. Lambert said he went diving in Mexico at age 98, but the dive was not submitted for Guinness recognition. The diver, who had to stay underwater for at least 20 minutes to qualify, said he is hoping to beat his own record by diving at age 101 next year. Wow, congratulations to him, 100 years old and scuba diving. A Georgia sheriff's deputy out delivering civil papers had an unexpected encounter with a goat that climbed into her patrol vehicle and started eating her papers. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said the deputy was delivering civil papers and had left the door of her patrol vehicle open because of past incidents where she had to make quick getaways from attacking dogs. Body camera footage shared by the sheriff's office shows the deputy getting out of the car and a goat soon jumping inside the open door. More of that in a moment. We have a phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, I'm doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
All right, I got my stitches out today.
You did? All right.
Yep.
Are you healing up good?
Yep.
Good.
So I'm going to try to answer. The one question was, if you leave them alone, they will leave you alone. Would that be bees?
Let's see. Oh, yes, right, yes, bees. Yes,
yep.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You leave them be, they'll leave you be, right.
Right.
Yes, sir. So,
you had a good weekend.
Yeah, had a good weekend. How was your weekend? Did you get to cook out any? Did somebody cook out for you?
Well, they cooked out for me. We had a few people over. We did ours on Saturday because the people that were here had other places to go Sunday and Monday. So we did ours on Saturday.
Okay, did yours on Saturday. Okay, all right.
Yep. And we just played around here Sunday and Monday and really did nothing.
Okay, just relaxed, huh?
Yep.
All right, good deal.
Thank you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, sir. You're welcome.
All right.
All right, Bob.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. We have Bob, Ernie, and David, our regular callers. If you're one of our regulars, hey, give us a call. Answer a trivia question, 740-383-9944, and get join the other regulars. And if you're new, hey, where you been? Give us a call. We would love to hear from you, too, as well. Okay, back to this goat that was eating on the sheriff's civil papers. The deputy made repeated attempts to get the goat out of the car and at one point ended up knocked to the ground, but she was not injured, fortunately. The goat chewed up some papers and knocked over a beverage before hopping down out of the car and wandering away. I've heard it said that goats will eat just about anything, so there you go. Or there you goat. All right, corny joke. A pair of gator hunters in Mississippi said they had to call for a bigger boat when they captured a one-eyed alligator weighing nearly 500 pounds. John Ladner and Derek Stiglitz said they were out hunting after dark on Ladner's 14-foot boat when they encountered the behemoth gator in the Diamond Head area marsh. The pair secured the 12-foot gator, which weighed in at 477.6 pounds, but they had to call a friend to bring a larger boat to transport their catch. Ladner said it took the efforts of all three men to haul the gator out of the water in an endeavor that took 3 hours. So there you go. Nearly a 500-pound one-eyed gator. Quite the catch. Well, September the 9th is what today is. It's time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1776, the Second Continental Congress officially made the term United States, replacing the previous term, United Colonies. 1836, Abraham Lincoln received his license to practice law. 1850, California became the 31st state to join the Union. 1898, in Omaha, Nebraska, Tommy Fleming of Wisconsin won the first log rolling championship. 1893, U.S. President Grover Cleveland's wife, Frances Cleveland, gave birth to a daughter, Esther. It was the first time a president's child was born in the White House. 1904, mounted police were used for the first time in the city of New York. 1919, the majority of Boston's police force went on strike. The force was made up of 1,500 men. 1919, on this date, Alexander Graham Bell and Cassie Baldwin's HD4, a hydrofoil craft, set a world marine speed record. 1942, Japan dropped incendiaries over Nebraska in an attempt to set fire to the forests in Oregon and Washington. The forests did not ignite. 1943, during World War II, Allied forces landed at Toronto and Saloner. And 1946, Ben Alexander hosted Heart's Desire for the first time on the Mutual Broadcasting System. And that's what happened on this day in history. Hi, we're on the air.
12 hours.
Yes, you're right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. All right. Is this my buddy Lucas?
No.
Oh, Noah. This is Noah. All right, Noah. What you been up to today?
Going outside and going back and outside.
Please,
Daddy, coming.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Well, thanks for calling, and I'll put you in the drawing for a McDonald's, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good evening now.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Noah checking in with us here. We'll be back in just a moment after these words.
Making my detox public is going to help somebody. I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are back and we have a caller. Hi, we're on the air. Yes, Venus is the Earth's closest neighbor. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good, good to hear from you. And is this Lucas?
Yep.
All right, Lucas. How's your day going today? You having a good day?
Yeah.
All right, glad to hear it. Well, I will put you in the drawing for McDonald's. Does that sound good? Do you like to go to McDonald's?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, and you have a good evening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Lucas and Noah and Bob and Ernie. And David, all in the stack there today. Well, it is time for What's That in the Mailbox? And you can send your letter to RadioNateOSU at gmail.com. And all these that have come in since we've started this a few weeks ago have all been questions for me. And What's That in the Mailbox is unofficially brought to you by the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. And today's another question. Donna writes, "Hi, Nate, what is your favorite food to eat?" Well, my favorite food to eat is pizza or steak and mashed potatoes. And I like Tubby's Pizza here in town. I like Pizza Hut, Papa John's Pizza. And then steak and mashed potatoes, I'd like that for just about anywhere. So, Donna, that's the answer to your question today. And you can send your question in to RadioNateOSU at gmail.com. All right, we have a caller on the line. Hi, we're on the air. How are you?
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web, that is right. How's your day going today?
Good.
What you been up to today?
Nothing.
Not a whole lot? Yeah. Yeah, just relaxing?
Doing school and relaxing, yeah.
Oh, doing school and relaxing. All right. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win McDonald's gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling and listening. And this is Allison, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Allison, I got you signed up. You have a good night now.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there we go. So I'm going to run over these trivia questions again because we have 5 minutes left here. When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? What causes the shadows and shapes we can see on a full moon? If you know the answers to any of these, 740-383-9944, give me a call. I will sign you up for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card. On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? About how long are a great white shark's teeth? About how long are a great white shark's teeth? What is a group of sharks called? What is a group of sharks called? And at the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? At the end of the 1959 Disney movie Sleeping Beauty, who turns into a dragon? And that's our trivia questions we have for today, 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answers to any of these. We have about 4 minutes left until we find out who wins the McDonald's gift card. Call in, and we will find out who the winner is going to be coming up, and you can get your name in here as well. All right, well, let's see. What shall I give to you? What information? How about the weird word of the week? Maybe it's been a while since I've given you the weird word of the week. So head down with me down this long hallway. We have our classroom set up. We have the chairs set up 6 feet apart, social distancing. Everything's been all cleaned up for you to sit down. And I have written this week's weird word on the chalkboard. And it is GORP. GORP. G-O-R-P. It's a noun. It's informal. It's a mixture of nuts, raisins, dried fruits, seeds, or the like, eaten as a high-energy snack as by hikers and climbers. Here you go one more time. GORP. A mixture of nuts, raisins, dried fruits, seeds, or the like, eaten as a high-energy snack as by hikers and climbers. And GORP was originally and is still mostly an American colloquialism. Yeah, I can say that word. Colloquialism. Dating from the 1950s. So, there you go. Do you like a mixture, you know, of nuts, raisins, dried fruits, and seeds like that? I do. It's kind of a neat snack. And like it says right there, it's kind of a healthy snack for you. And you know what I like that is not healthy? I like peanuts, and this time of year, peanuts and candy corn mixed together. If you eat peanuts and candy corn mixed together, I think it tastes like a payday candy bar. Now, I don't eat it too much because, like I've said before, I have trouble with my blood sugar. And so, but I'll tell you what, peanuts and candy corn mixed together are awful good. Speaking of my blood sugar, I wasn't able to take it this morning because my little clicker, that's what I call it, the little clicker that that you put on your finger that snaps down to get your blood, for some reason, it's not snapping the needle down anymore. So I don't know what's the matter with it. I don't know if it can be repaired. Got to see if my insurance, so hopefully I'll pay for another one. But yeah, my little clicker there is not clicking down to get my blood, so I wasn't able to check my sugar this morning. I suppose I could have taken the tiny little needle and just jabbed myself with it. Well, my wife usually takes it for me. She could have just jabbed me with a needle, I guess. Maybe that's what I'll have to do tomorrow. That doesn't sound too fun. I'd rather use the clicker than being jabbed with a needle. For sure. Kind of painful there. Okay. It is 4:55. We are going to find out who is going to be the winner of this McDonald's gift card. Okay. Who is going to win this McDonald's gift card? And they can go and get themselves something good to eat. Thanks to everybody that phoned in today. I appreciate it. So let's mix everybody up here and find out who our winner is going to be. All right. Drawing out of the stack here. I always usually draw out of the middle. I'll draw off the bottom this week. And the winner is Noah. Noah, congratulations, buddy. You are the winner of the McDonald's gift card. You will be going to McDonald's and having yourself something good to eat. What you going to get? You going to get yourself a hamburger, a Happy Meal, or what? So there you go, Noah. You are the big winner. So I have your address on file. I will send that in the mail to you so you don't have to worry about getting to the station and picking it up and worrying about all that. That's what we've been doing. We've been sending them out in the mail to folks. So you don't have to worry about, worrying about getting out and about and stuff like that. So congratulations, Noah, and thanks to everybody that called today. I do appreciate it. Well, we've got just enough time for Ladies Corner Recipe. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll pop up. This week's recipe is called Chicken Graham's Chicken Pot Pie. Graham's Chicken Pot Pie. Here's what you need. 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast cut into bite-sized pieces. 2 tablespoons Kraft Zesty Italian dressing. 2 cups frozen mixed vegetables, carrots, corn, green beans, peas. 1 can of condensed cream of chicken soup, 1/4 pounds, 4 ounces Velveeta, cut into 1/2 inch cubes, 1 sheet frozen puff pastry, half of 17.3 ounce package thawed, 1 egg beaten. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Cook and stir chicken and dressing in large skillet on medium heat 5 minutes or until done. Stir in vegetables and soup. Spoon into 9-inch square baking dish sprayed with cooking spray. Top with Velveeta. Unfold pastry sheet. Place over chicken mixture. Fold under edges of pastry. Press on the top of baking dish to seal. Brush with egg. Cut several slits in the pastry to permit steam to escape. Place dish on baking sheet. Bake 30 minutes or until crust is deep golden brown. Let stand 5 minutes before serving. And there's what we call Graham's Chicken Pot Pie. Again, you can find that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. And there you go. Have it, and you'll see the good looking picture up there and be able to find it. Well, it is time for me to go. We are here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. You can listen on demand at wwgh1071.com. Click on Show Archives and then navigate to Offbeat News. And click on that, and you can listen to all the shows I have done at your pleasure. So you can check that out. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email, and RadioNate.webs.com is my website. I will talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio and now I'm doing...